Voters in this part of the Fox Valley had plenty of time to familiarize themselves with Carol Ressler, who held her seat for Republicans going back to 1985. And yet, it's the Republican candidate in this race who is doing his best to run on a platform of change. In a year that could be devastating to the GOP nationwide, Randy Hopper says he'll happily disagree with members of his own party.
We need a change in Madison, and the only way you're going to do that is if you bring someone in there who's not a career politician. I can promise you this. I have a career. I plan on going back to my career.
Hopper manages a group of radio stations in Fond du Lac. He's running against attorney and Oshkosh Common Council member Jessica King. King graduated from the UW Oshkosh in 1998. And during a recent forum at her alma mater, she told students she knows the challenges many of them face after graduation.
I'm very aware that now health care as an employee benefit is now a rare thing. I'm very aware of the fact that 7 out of 10 of you is going to graduate from this university with almost $20,000 worth of student loans. And you're going to be wondering, what job, what employer in the state of Wisconsin, or in particular the Fox Valley, is going to be able to offer me a job that not only allows me to have a quality of life, but also allows me to pay my debt service?
King says the state needs to do what it takes to address these issues, which is where these candidates really start to differ. Paying for schools, the university, or workforce development all takes money. And Hopper is against any kind of tax increases to bring in more revenue, no matter who pays them.
We have to cut some programs. We can't keep treating the people of Wisconsin like some form of bottomless piggy bank. What's going to happen is businesses are going to leave our area, and then the jobs really won't be there for you.
But King says when you talk only about cutting, programs that real people depend on will be on the chopping block. She supports bringing in an additional $90 million in revenue each year through closing what Democrats call the Las Vegas loophole. Essentially, it would make it harder for multi-state corporations to use accounting maneuvers to avoid paying taxes in Wisconsin.
There's a mom-and-pop restaurant in Fond du Lac that pays state corporate income tax. 2004, McDonald's corporately owned stores didn't pay a dollar of state corporate income tax. That playing field isn't even. And so that way our local small businesses can't compete.
King says other states have successfully closed corporate tax loopholes, and companies like Walmart still do just fine. Hopper says that may be true, but they won't hire as many people, and they'll be less likely to locate in Wisconsin. UW Oshkosh political science professor Jim Simmons says this campaign has been run on issues that traditionally define Democrats and Republicans. The question is how voters will react to them in what's expected to be a Democratic year with higher than average turnout. George Bush carried this district handily in 2004, and Republican Mark Green outpolled Jim Doyle here in the race for governor 2 years ago. Ressler also did well in this district. But Simmons says the Fox Valley's demographics are changing.
And this is especially true in my home city, Oshkosh, where the city, particularly in national elections, has shifted to the Democrats. And in some cases, that's enough to shift the entire county.
Simmons says it's hard to gauge how this race will turn out with no public polling available. But he says you can tell it's competitive by the high number of yard signs and radio and TV ads it's generated, all of which are unusual for the 18th Senate District. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.